possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Tuesday, July 29th, and we start this morning the big news of the day in New York City. As Paul referenced in the newscast, the shooting included a New York City police officer, and with the status and details, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
We know they include a security guard and an NYPD officer, a married father of two whose wife is now expecting their third child. This morning, so many families are grieving and the entire city is trying to make sense of this attack that played out in the heart of Manhattan.
Emergency responders carried a man from a high-rise building in Midtown Manhattan where a gunman opened fire, stopping on the street to perform CPR.
Four officers came out and they were carrying what looked like to me another officer that looked injured.
Police swarmed the building on Park Avenue minutes after shots were reported. One of their own is among those killed, 36-year-old Didarul Islam, an immigrant from Bangladesh who became an NYPD officer 3.5 years ago.
He was saving lives. He was protecting New Yorkers.
The suspect was identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamora from Las Vegas. Police say he drove his car cross-country, arriving just before the shooting and double parking outside. He then entered the building armed with an M4 rifle and started shooting.
The building's security camera footage shows the shooter enter the lobby, turn right, and immediately open fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar.
Police say he also shot and killed a security officer and injured another man before taking an elevator to the 33rd floor, where he continued shooting, killing one person. Police say that's where he took his own life.
His motives are still under investigation, and we are working to understand why he targeted this particular location.
The NYPD says another loaded gun and ammunition were found in the suspect's car. They say he had a history of mental illness.
This building is home to a number of large companies, including the National Football League. And overnight, the league released a statement saying that one of their employees was seriously injured and remains in the hospital. Again, officials have not yet said anything about a possible motive here, but they are certainly looking at it closely. They do say that they believe this was a lone attacker, and this morning there is no threat to the public.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
And Larry, we've got some other information to add to this now. The gunman was apparently carrying a note that offered some clues into a possible motive. Law enforcement sources are telling the New York Post that Tamura cited the NFL in the writings, which were found after he turned the gun on himself inside that office tower. In the note, several pages long, Tamura blamed football for his apparent struggle with CTE. That's that neurodegenerative disease of the brain. He also asked that his brain be studied in that note. Now, the NFL's offices in this building, Larry, are on floors 5 through 8, but he wound up going to the 33rd floor. and shot someone up there, apparently, and then turned the gun on himself. He was, by the way, a security guard at a Las Vegas casino. In his high school days in California, he was described as a standout football player.
And that CTE, though, apparently can only be diagnosed post-mortem.
Right.
So there'd be no way for him to know, apparently, in advance. But that does add a layer to the story. And the fact that he's in the one building in Manhattan, of which there are thousands, which houses the offices of the NFL, might provide some clues to your point, why he targeted there. But doesn't make any sense that he went to an office floor where...
No, it doesn't. And it seems also that... the number of people who work in this building outside of the NFL, I'll just give you one of the big names in that building, BlackRock, one of the biggest financial firms on the planet. This is on Park Avenue, just down the block from St. Patrick's Cathedral. If you've ever been to Manhattan, this will give you an idea where this happened.
Yeah, that's one of the most iconic locations is St. Patrick's Cathedral there. And this happened about a block away. In that office building.
And it's like 6:30 at night. People are leaving their offices to get something to eat. Late meetings are wrapping up. Some people on the second floor, I was reading about some people on the second floor were having a meeting when they heard the shots ring out. And they quickly piled up furniture against the doorways leading into the area where they were. Terrifying to think that they would have to do something like that to prevent a guy with a rifle from walking in. But how do you know where he's going to go next at a time like that?
One woman said, sadly, they knew what to do and did it in this instance, meaning these things have become commonplace, so they had prepared for something just like this.
And this officer who was killed in the lobby was on a off-duty detail. He was providing security services. You know, but when you're standing there in a lobby and you're in Midtown Manhattan, everything's going along as usual, and you expect a guy to walk in with a rifle? No. But that's where we're at now.
And then for this police officer, if you didn't note, in Bradley Blackburn's report, has two children and one on the way.
Yeah. By the way, it was suggested a moment ago to me in a message that he probably shot himself, Tamura, in the chest, is where he shot himself rather than the head because he wants the CTE study. And I think that makes perfect sense.
And we'll continue to bring you details on the Big K Morning Show. Today's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Colin back from vacation. He and Marty off the same week. Kind of joked that they were hanging out together. Then we find out Marty had a trip issue and broke some toes. He was in some kind of apparatus, his right foot, yesterday. I don't know. Are we violating HIPAA?
He shared that with us. I guess that's, you know, public knowledge now.
Yeah, once he put it on social media, then it's fair game, isn't it?
It's, you know, anything can happen at any time. Isn't that right? I mean, just when you think everything's going along nicely and wham. I had a sprained ankle, still recovering from that. It's been lingering for several weeks.
And poor Erin, our producer, is dealing with remnants of her dance career occasionally, right?
For sure. And I've broken toes before.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun.
So yeah. I was on vacation. This is just the summer before COVID. And to your point, went through the entire vacation. On the last day, heading to breakfast, I had sandals on and I tripped. My foot hit the curb. And I'm telling you, man, if you break a toe, even Marty's saying,
oh, yeah,
you get, nobody cares.
No.
But it's painful.
Even at the doctors, they're like, yeah, I mean, just strap
whatever.
It to the other toes.
Yes, just,
hey. So it'll stand up.
And
okay.
I left here, this is 3 weeks ago, and I left, my ankle was all swollen up, could barely bear any weight on it. And I go to the emergency room, have them check it out, and they say, there's nothing broken, you've got a sprained ankle. And then they turn you loose, and you got to hobble back to the car.
You're like, but I'm in pain.
Right. Yeah, it's how it works.
You're hobbled, like in that movie Misery.
Right. Oh, no, let's not have that. Kathy like Bates it. With a sledgehammer? I'm sorry.
Well, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. But anything weight-bearing like that. And Erin, I'm assuming that the toe injuries are because you were up on your toes in ballet slippers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would say That, and then dance floors are interesting too sometimes, and this is gross, but if there's sweat, like, and you're in rehearsal, you could slip, twist your ankle. I mean, the most random things. I've hit my foot on a prop before. Just, yeah, weird things.
So we actually, I know Marty posts a lot of videos of different things over the years, and he gets a lot of action with it. We actually have the soundtrack from when he tripped over his son. It's very painful. So Marty, though, he's working through it, and so he and Colin have returned from vacation.
Yeah, it's good to have him back.
There's a tsunami of big, hairy spiders creeping across the United States.
Here we go.
The annual tarantula migration has started. That's when millions of spiders wander out of their nests, most of them crawling through, fortunately for us, California, Colorado, Kansas, Texas. If it's hot and dry enough, you may see some of them elsewhere. Did you have spider issues when you were in New Orleans?
No, but there was something even worse.
What
was
that?
Gigantic cockroaches.
What do they call those?
What?
And rats.
Ooh.
Rats?
Yep.
In New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Like New York rats.
New York rats. I mean, those things are so big, they wear saddles. Remember during COVID, the rats were coming out in droves in New York because there weren't as many restaurants open. There wasn't as much food. So they have a picture of a rat dragging a large slice of pepperoni pizza.
I've seen it. It's amazing.
What?
Yep.
Oh,
in New York?
I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that, though, honestly.
I was watching a video yesterday. A guy had some McDonald's delivered to his house, and they set the sacks, you know, out in front of the door. And by the time he got out, a squirrel had already gnawed its way into the bag and scored a few French fries. And they've got video of the squirrel noshing on these French fries. Hysterical.
Ugh.
This is uncomfortable to discuss.
The idea of going to Australia.
You're the one who started it with the tarantulas.
I don't know why you bring it up every day, Paul. You and Aaron.
Ooh, I got chills when you first read the headline.
Well, I saw there is this, and it's been viral for years. The cactus woman bought a cactus for her home plant, and then it bursts open, and all these spiders come out.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh,
and
good.
I'll send you that video.
Why are you doing this to me?
He's trying to have me break out in hives in here.
Well, I know.
Full disclosure, I went down a rabbit hole with this video of people who play pranks on others with spiders. Remember I sent you that?
Yes.
Now, these are ridiculously fake spiders. They're giant, right? But these people set their loved ones up. And this woman goes into the laundry room, and she looks up, and there's this giant fake spider on the wall.
Oh, I've seen this. And she flips.
And it pulled, you know, yeah. And then her husband pulls the cord, and the thing jumps.
I mean, promise you, I would have frozen and passed out.
The first two words that came to mind for me when I saw that video and then stopped laughing were, the words were, marriage counseling.
Learn, oh, please.
There's a new one out I just sent Aaron this morning where they have these, like, there'll be a doll on the floor. Apparently these are people that have kids, and then the woman's seated on the couch watching TV, and he starts moving the doll. And then they look, or people, it's both men and women, right? These
right.
dolls, like, stand up, and then they jump at them. One guy throws his laptop.
Yeah, I mean, you're just reaching for the nearest object.
Speaking of spending too much time online, if you're like most Americans, it's more than half the time you're awake now. According to new research, the typical American grown-up spends 10 hours a day cruising the web. That includes work, school, streaming, doom scrolling, and shopping. But most...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Are watching shows or creeping on social media and becoming squinters at the phone. 55% of us now stream what we watch on our phone as opposed to on TV.
Oof.
Okay. It's been one of the hottest summers that we've had in a while, after one of the coldest winters we've had in a decade. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show from Duquesne Light, we welcome Matt Nystein. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, you're going to help us save some money, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we try and focus on is affordable energy for all of our customers, whether that's giving out tips like today or customer assistance programs and budget billing programs.
All right, let's do it. Talk us through. So somebody's sitting there and they see their bills are going up because of the use, because of the heat we've had this summer and humidity. So what are some of the things we can do that are very practical to save money?
Sure. There are a few things you can do that don't cost you anything, quite honestly. Close your curtains and blinds on your windows, particularly on the south and west sides of your home. Sunlight equals heat, so the less sunlight that gets into your house, the cooler your house will be. Close off rooms that you're not using. Close the doors. Don't use them. Don't cool them. And use fans in the rooms that you are occupying to help move some of that cool air around. Unplug devices, electronic devices that you're not using in your home, whether those are, you know, toaster ovens in the kitchen or gaming systems in the living room. They all have a very low electricity draw that will creep up on your bill a little bit. Maintain your air conditioning. If you have an in-house air conditioner, change that filter. Dirty filters cause air conditioning units to work harder, so cleaner filters will draw less energy. And if you have an electric water heater, your hot water usage can be a contributor as well. So if you wash clothes with cold water instead of hot water, if you shave a minute off of your shower time, all these things can incrementally lead to lower energy use.
Yeah, and it's hard, though, as a family man or woman, for in the case, to try to get everybody to buy into this. I remember growing up, it used to be a big thing. Turn the lights off, you know, in every room. Now, I know we have much greater energy efficient lighting in LED bulbs and that kind of thing. It helps a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And there's not just, it's not just bulbs, it's smart thermostats. And again, that's spending a little bit of money investing in the home, but smart thermostats can regulate your energy usage much more efficiently than the thermostats I think you and I probably grew up with. Yeah, smart technology is great. They're far better at managing your energy use for you than you would be manually turning switches off and on.
Yeah, and that you can program. So for people that don't know, the technology is there to be able to, A, you can run your thermostat with a Bluetooth an app on your phone, and then you can also ask about the most effective way to have the temperature monitored through your house and controlled. So when you're not there, you let it get a little warmer, and when you're home, you can cool it off a little bit more or anticipate your arrival back and forth, right?
Yeah, it'll set those times on nights, weekends. I mean, depending on how sophisticated you get, it will detect whether or not somebody is home. The lights are on in the home if it's connected into the Internet of Things. And I know we're getting highly technical here, but yeah, there are some really neat devices out there that really zero in on how much electricity you use, when you're using it, whether or not anybody is present, things like that. So take a look around if that's something that somebody might be interested in. We certainly encourage that.
Somebody asked a great question. We've heard about all the artificial intelligence demands on energy of the future, but since we're living in an area where we are fuel efficient and we've got a lot of, you know, compared to a lot of other regions, a lot of energy here, how mm-hmm. in the future do you see us, will this help lower the bills for the region in general, do you think?
The advent of data centers?
I mean, no, the energy that we have here, and now the push to create more supply, will that help our region eventually, do you think, for just the average consumer? Will we get a break down the road?
We certainly hope so. We don't control the supply side of the equation, unfortunately. We only handle the distribution side. So the price is set for supplied energy and the amount of supplied energy, and you get into supply and demand principles there. In theory, yeah, more supply lessens the demand, and prices would then come down or stabilize. But unfortunately, that's before it ever gets to our grid.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, and I wanted to bring that up because people need to understand the utilities themselves are the distribution points. The suppliers are different, and people can choose suppliers, but you got to educate yourself to do that to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
Yeah, at the top of every bill, we break down the two major portions of everybody's bill are supply and distribution. And distribution is the part that Duquesne Light handles. We're responsible for those charges. But the supply half are charges that are set before we ever receive the electricity on our grid. Those costs are passed straight through to the customer, and we certainly advocate for those costs to be as low as we possibly can, but not a whole lot we can do about that part. That being said, our budget billing programs, our customer assistance programs apply to the entire bill, regardless of the distribution or supply charges. We want to try and help people with their overall bill, and we don't really worry about what half is which.
Yeah, we've learned that during our Dollar Energy Fund programs that we work with, and I know Duquesne Light's a big part of that as a utility. And one of the things we've also learned is to make sure if people are having an issue with their bill, to make sure that communication with your utility, whether it's Duquesne Light or otherwise, is crucial in maintaining that process.
Absolutely. We encourage people to contact our customer service center if they have any questions, any concerns about their usage, if they think it's too high or unfair. We have customer service representatives on the phone constantly helping people out with those issues. So absolutely, give us a call. It's 412-393-7100.
412-393-7100. Matt, great information this morning. Thank you. Stay cool.
Yeah, you do the same, Larry. Thank you.
With Duquesne Light, Matt Nystein. And coming up, we are going to check in with our meteorology team from AccuWeather and get an idea of what the weekend. By the way, it does look good for the weekend ahead, and how to break this heat and what we can expect in the next couple of days. Next, we're going to go to AccuWeather's world headquarters meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So today, tomorrow, we're going to deal with this excessive heat again, but we are going to get a break, I see, for the weekend. So let's walk us through the afternoon today.
I think today it's mostly quiet with sunshine and some clouds. I think there'll be some buildups over the Laurels. You know, you may see a couple of spotty thundershowers there, but I think in and around the city we're in good shape. But it's still going to be hot, and when you combine the heat with the sunshine and the humidity, it's going to drive AccuWeather real field temperatures up toward 100. And there's really not going to be an awful lot of wind either, you know, to kind of stir the atmosphere up. So just going to feel kind of stuffy today.
And then tomorrow will be transition day, especially in the afternoon. Behind it, though, a break.
There's definitely a break. Tomorrow's still going to be hot and humid. There could be a stray afternoon thunderstorm. The front itself is not going to reach us until we get to Thursday, but with that front moving in from the north and west, I think it's going to lead to some showers and a thunderstorm. There could be some downpours around Thursday afternoon and into Thursday night, so keep that in mind if you've got some travel plans or activities that you've got planned. I think Thursday afternoon and evening is going to be the worst of it in terms of the rain. That'll keep temperatures around 80 for a high or so, and the humidity's still going to be high. But then the drier air gradually takes over. We start with clouds Friday. By day's end, we're seeing some sun. We stay in the 70s. And the weekend just looks spectacular. Sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. It's probably going to be fog in the morning, but afternoon should be nice and sunny and very, very comfortable.
And for the record, meteorologist Joe Lundberg, spectacular is not a word you use lightly.
No, it's not. I don't throw that around very often, but I think it's going to be that nice for the bulk of the weekend with sunshine, no heat, no humidity, and no rain.
Good deal. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Stay cool and hydrated.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk.
The building personnel said, you know, stay in place. There's an active shooter. Don't leave. Get away from the windows.
And that man among the people in surrounding buildings were locked down after a man carrying a rifle opened fire, killing four people, including a police officer in a Manhattan office tower.
You know, you just shake your head again. You take a deep breath. No, not again. However, you always want to know what's the motivation. There may be some hints to that. For the background of this 27-year-old Shane Tamora.
Yeah. A heat advisory will be in effect today from noon through 8 p.m.
The building personnel said, you know.
Oh, not the one I wanted there. All right. Thank you so much to my computer.
Getting some water from my Brita, putting it in my water bottle, and just continue to hydrate.
Yeah, that gentleman following Larry's admonition to drink up.
Yes, I got several texts yesterday from various people, including a police chief that said hydrate.
And last night at Oracle Park.
The building personnel said, you know.
Crying out loud.
The Pirates have won 6 of 7 after beating the San Francisco Giants 6-5 on Monday night. And the Pirates would take the lead for good in the 7th when Andrew McCutchen hit his 10th home run.
Andrew McCutchen. Yeah, he's in rarefied air, I think, getting at least 10 home runs in 10 consecutive seasons.
Is that right?
Pretty strong.
It's a great win for them last night. They were toe-to-toe with one of the Giants' best pitching prospects was, I think, pitching his first game last night.
Yeah, they, you know, I mean, it's early into the second half of the season, but you want to see them be successful. I do for Don Kelly's sake, and they need to add players that can hit, but 6 of 7, we'll take it.
And the little rumor I was reading just a few minutes ago on Post-Gazette website says that Pirates trade rumors. Bednar to come with a high price tag. Keller may stay put.
And we shall see. And we'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. Thank you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.